Moving always made a mess. Arnold O'Connor had switched apartments a few times. This was so much worse. Boxes from the apartment, empty cardboard from stuff they'd bought for the house that the apartment never could have fit. Baby shower gifts, housewarming gifts. Arnold picked his way gingerly through a basement where he could never picture there being the den they'd talked about remodeling. He leaned and pushed and lifted flaps, reading labels written in black magic marker on the sides in Izzy's sloppy penmanship. She had picked the right career in medicine. There. Under the box labeled Collectibles Volume 3 was another marked Extra Gaming Stuff. Arnold rearranged everything until he had the box he wanted stacked on top of a stable surface, a crate of Izzy's undergrad textbooks, and tore off the packing tape. Inside, bundled in among the PlayStations 3 and 4, an old Steam Deck, and a rat's nest of USB and HDMI cables, were a pair of unopened brown cardboard boxes with an understated Anachronism Interactive logo. They'd arrived months ago with a little note from Kelly. Arnold brushed away a layer of dust and moving box grime and toted them back upstairs.
"You find them?"
Izzy asked as soon as the door closed behind him, before she could see for herself.
"Got 'em,"
Arnold announced, keeping his voice low enough that Ramon wouldn't wake up. They had the baby monitor in his room, even though he was pushing 3, and a gate across the top of the stairs in case they didn't react quickly enough. Izzy waited for him on the couch, feet up on the coffee table with a throw pillow under them. She offered him little AJ, Arnold Jr., once he set down the boxes. Arnold transferred his younger son into the bassinet in the living room as Izzy started opening the first of the boxes. Inside, she discovered a helmet. She scowled at it. White, glossy, it straddled the line between medical and cyberpunk.
"Wonder if I'll need to put my contacts in."
Lately, she hadn't been bothering. With a new baby waking up at all hours, she'd just been fumbling around with her glasses. The contacts had just been too much work. "If you're not feeling up for this," Arnold gave her an easy out. They could play with their own toys whenever. In a few months, they could get a sitter, foist the kids onto eager grandparents, or simply hold off until both kids were sleeping through the night. Izzy shook her head.
"I'm not missing the launch."
Arnold opened his headset. Izzy was already well into the instruction manual and hooking hers up. By the time Arnold finished the pre-startup portion of his, Izzy was back from putting in her contacts.
"Hey, look at you."
"It says it corrects for visual impairment, but I'd rather just not deal with the extra setup."
They plopped down side by side on the couch. Each held one of the headsets in their lap, tethered to their PCs and external power by an anaconda of cables. Izzy stared down at hers. The helmets opened front to back with an adjustable chin strap. Hers was smaller, sized for a petite head. Arnold's was a medium, based on what scale, who knew? But they came from Anachronism Interactive, so it was a given that they knew how big a head each of them had. "Second thoughts?" Arnold asked, when neither of them put theirs on. Izzy tapped a padded bumper designed to rest against the base of the skull.
"This bit still weirds me out."
Based on everything they'd heard, the headset would be intercepting brain signals, not just reading them. They'd move in-game instead of in the real world.
"I'll go first. If I don't die, come on in after me," Arnold joked.
After all, it wasn't just the chivalrous play. If anything went wrong with her, he'd be calling 911. Izzy might not have been a doctor yet or anything, but she had way more medical training, both theoretical and practical, than Arnold ever expected to obtain. Arnold wiggled his helmet snugly onto his head. A whir of inflation tightened it all around, from forehead down to that curved bumper nestling at the top of his spine. He tightened the chin strap. "Wish me luck." He wriggled into a comfortable position on the couch, rested his head back,
and flipped down the front half of the helmet.